Beethoven Piano Concerto No. 5 in E-flat Major, Opus 73, Emperor, 1809, Lecture 2.
We return to Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 5. We're discussing the first movement. The main premise of this movement, at least my approach to this movement, is that it is a theatrical composition that goes beyond the abstract contrast of themes and actually deals with a kind of confrontation between the piano itself as an instrument, as an interpreter of music, and the orchestra as an interpreter of music. So we have a very theatric movement that would seem to pit our players against each other. As we work out this relationship piano and orchestra have, we must understand the themes and how they fight about their different visions of the themes. And that's where we have left off. We've just listened to theme one of this double exposition form first movement in the orchestra's vision of the theme. We've heard a macho, strutting, four square, which means an easily perceived phrase structure as played by the orchestra. Indeed, as the orchestra plays the first theme in the first exposition, we hear three clearly delineated phrases, each phrase of which clearly delineates one of the main motives, that is, melodic ideas that create the theme itself. So it's a very interesting chunk of music. Beethoven has given us two big pieces of information. Expressively, we have a heroic martial, that is, military-sounding theme. Constructively, we have a theme that consists of three motivic ideas, each one featured in its own phrase, each one highlighted with the flashlight of orchestration so that we may be aware of that motive unto itself. Now, with all of this in mind, let us now listen to the piano's vision, the piano's version of this theme, as it appears in the second exposition. And first, I'm just going to play it. This is what happens when our soloist, the pianist, gets its hands on this strutting and macho first theme. All right, let's talk about what we just heard, because the piano has played a beautiful, lyric, almost rhapsodic and endless, that means non-four square vision of that theme, which sounds very different from what the orchestra did. Indeed, the piano is the lyric element. The piano is the lover, the orchestra, the fighter. The piano has interpreted what had been this strutting martial theme in a very lyric and attractive way. And you know what? It has pissed off the orchestra profoundly because the orchestra has done something it's not supposed to do. According to the rubric of double exposition form, exposition two belongs to the soloist. Exposition two is the opportunity for the soloist to explore the themes in its own way. So what does the orchestra do? After it gets a mouthful of this lyric pansy stuff, our macho orchestra jumps in and virtually takes the theme away from the piano and plays phrase B as it did before, loud, strutting, martial, and square. Now, for a contemporary listener in Beethoven's day, the events here would be very extraordinary. First of all, the piano interpretation of the theme is so distant from its original incarnation as to be striking unto itself. But then to have the orchestra jump in and take the theme from the pianist, this is an act of tastelessness, of rudeness that is inexplicable. And indeed, when the piano does play its version of phrase B, it is a haunting and dissonant version that would seem to be saying to the orchestra, "You can't do that to me."